For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A choice right now, between fear and love. Sister Ron.
Out of the dark night of ignorance and into the shining light of truth.
Expounding reality.
A population of citizens capable of critical thinking.
We don't see things as they are, we see them as we are.
There's a level of reality where everything dissolves into an ocean of energy.
We empower our experience by insisting on our authenticity.
That's very profound. Very.
Expanding reality!
Welcome to Expanding Reality. I am your host, Brandon Thomas, and also welcome to part three and the final part for this first presentation. Keep in mind, guys, this is one presentation. She's got many more things to follow, and this is the broken down version of it. So much to look forward to with this. But part three, guys, we wrap it up. Still absolutely mind-blowing. Still could not recommend the video version long enough. You've got one and two in. You're familiar with this, so we'll skip all that. Support your favorite show, guys. Link below. Patreon. Join us for the Insider Hangouts as well. I guess that does it. So without any further ado, here's part three of The Family Tree of Reality with Polymath Jenny.
Everyone's always talking about how the water created these cool gorges in Utah. This is a tree that fell over and was on fire in the middle. This is the same thing. This is the same thing with water in it. You can clearly see it's worn down and smooth, and where it was not water is very jagged. But it still has this wave and ripple and curves around, and it's doing the thing. Water did not make this. This is located here, where there's tons of opportunities for trees to fall over and clearly be torched somehow. If this was so full of water, how come there's not that many trees? You know, and the ones down here are like kind of the same height as up. Like there's not like a good variation. Yeah, like did the water gradually go away or quickly go away? Why are they all kind of the same age? You know, up here and down here. Shouldn't these ones be taller or something? Maybe.
Don't they say this is because of oxygen levels, which is why we don't have these massive, you know, dragonflies flying around and shit like that? Because oxygen levels are lower. So therefore things can't breathe enough to get that big, as they say.
Maybe. So what would have, could we have been closer to the sun, and when our North Pole was facing daddy, like had taller trees because
interesting.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Because when you use grow lights, your plants will get huge and grow like right up to that thing and kiss it. I know exactly what you're talking about. Damn, that's interesting. To think we're closer to the sun, of course, more light. As we hurled away, everything got smaller. That's why we don't have giants and all kinds of shit anymore. That's interesting.
Tree scars. You'll notice this pattern even in the tree scars. They tries like cut in half, and then the core juts off to the side. So this isn't just a breakage thing. This is something else. And it's so cyclical. Remember my little timeline? I'm like, it just happens regularly. We're not having some crazy thing going on. This is kind of equidistant.
Yeah.
The tree is curling away from it, and it still is pretty equal. And then when you look at the years here, this isn't like the 1200s. And then, you know, this is kind of like, we should have a lot of this in our history books. Our grandparents should remember stories about this from childhood. This should be common enough. Everyone talks about Santa Claus, but I'm looking at this and no one can tell me how a tree scar works. So this is in New Mexico. This one's Texas. This is the Rocky Mountains. So those are not close together. This one had 14 different fires on it that just burned it real quick. This is the plant hardiness zone and what they're projecting it to change to. What I found odd was that the hot zone stripes are getting wider, but the gray areas are not changing. So it's like the rainbow is getting closer to us. The light source is getting a little too close to us. Why is there a magnifying glass above my head?
Yes. And the people say the sun's changed. There's all sorts of sun simulator things going on to where, because it's hotter and brighter and all kinds of shit's going on.
So they try to follow this fire scar. It keeps trying to grow around it. What I found was cool is this blob in the center. It's like, fuck it. I'm going to be a mineral now.
Yeah.
Rocky Mountains. This is in New Mexico. It's around the core. And it's like, and it just follows the line from the core. And then from the core, there's a jutting out. It follows fire ratio again. In the same way, there's a curve in and a curve in and a curve in. It hits, it curves, and goes a slightly raising arc. Nobody sets fire to shit in the shape of an elf hat.
Yeah.
And they don't come back every 2 to 10 years and do it exactly an inch. And I don't know how many campfires you tried to light, but mine never burned like this. This reminds me of like a plasma cutter, a wood burner, a magnifying glass, not an actual fire. And why only on one side of the trees? Is it burned all the way through and it's still standing? Even the petrified trees have it, and it's the same shape. You know how old these are? So this isn't something that was like passing through the solar system and is gone now. This is something that kind of does that on its own pattern, whether it's however long ago this was alive to now. Same way. Look at the fronts of all these trees have like elf hats in it. And they don't go up higher than that. It's like the sun got high enough in the air that its angle of inflection didn't cause the magnifying glass burn. This is Chile, all the way down in Argentina, down by the Snakehead. They have fire scars. So this isn't like a high-rise building covered in glass that's being glared off of. All the trees facing north get burnt at the bottom, dating back to the Triassic period. Same thing, like same shapes. Sequoia National Park, and then that down here is in New Mexico, and we have the curvature. And I guess because it's further, it still curls in, but this is closer, so it's just getting the whole brood of it in the front. The oldest one goes back 1,000 years, I think. But this is, again, like the cycles from the, Cambrian period and going up. We've had trees this whole time, but like the cycles are getting closer together. And then 1500s, the trees here had a burn scar. 1600s, it spread. It's not spreading across. It's like curving, real deep curve. It's like something right here is burning the fuck out of everything all the time from the knees down. Kind of weird.
Damn, that is weird.
So I was thinking of optical interference. So this tells me that the burn scar is following the path of light photons. And we look up here at how photons act in a black hole. They do that tucking thing. And then if we go to this forest surrounding the North Pole, we have a ring of burn trees. So what's going on right here that's burning these in a circle and burning trees all the way down on the side of Chile?
Mm-hmm.
We're living on a mushroom, guys. How is this possible? The neighbor's reflection off his window caused this curved stripe, and then a space curved stripe, and a space and a curved stripe following the sun's motions. Athanasius Kircher makes a lot of cool diagrams. I want to go through all his stuff too. Him and the sun guy, Walter Russell, make a lot of very interesting things we need to look at. His diagram of the sun and its magnetic behavior creates the same patterns as the burn scars. So does the solar storm depicted in the 1850s when the Carrington event happened. The Carrington event wasn't happening over here, though. How do we have optical interference from the North Pole with Carrington events all the time? Unless we're living under a dome.
Camo.
Reflecting everything back. The closer you get to the north, the trees don't grow. Maybe because they're all burning. Or maybe because the light pattern changes too. The taller trees are further away because they get a different spectrum of wavelength. If you try to look up trees now in the Barrens, the closer you get up into Canada, it just starts turning into brush and flatland. They just don't grow that tall. They don't have the wavelength over there. If the sun is hitting all of the earth, the tree should have the wavelength possibility throughout, tilt or no tilt. What does the light do? All kinds of stuff. This is its effects on our skin. And this is a cut of a branch growth, which I thought was interesting. So it reminded me of the olive tree that had the concretions in it. Yeah. But it's just like our skin. So I must assume that these different wavelengths are doing things to our flesh. And look in our skin, look, we have our own little nodules in there that we could push out, I guess, little bits in
our flesh. That's the phobia I was talking about. Yeah.
So here we go. Antarctica. What do we notice? A line through its core and a little output. Well, I noticed that if we take your regular light wave and it's polarized so that it's chiral instead of an alternating current, you end up with that nautilus kind of cut it in half, and then you go the offshoot the way that the black hole stuff was going. The when CERN is throwing shit at each other, they use that to shoot things at each other. How do you get these alternate waves to turn into a chiral one? Well, you got to put the light through something optical to get it like that. So is that to say that if we didn't have a dome, we would have ferns instead of trees? Because the trees grow counterclockwise in the same pattern before it gets to reach the next level here. See, this is its lower pattern. We had that periodic table of elements in a cone. It does a circle and then it goes to its next stage. It's growing upward with each growth like that. So this is Old Faithful. Old Faithful has a perfect ring out here, a line through the center, and it actually shoots off like a geyser in the middle. So the Old Faithful is just a tree. Underground volcanic occurrences look like tree logs that are hollow, and they dropped their little ore balls. I can see a volcano going off and it being like putting funnel cake batter into oil and it spreads around, but what's all this? You wouldn't get all this forming down there. It's like making tamales in the ocean bed rolling around. What's happening? It doesn't do that. This, though, threw me off. The retardation plate to make the light turn that way, because trees follow the photons of the light. A sunflower turns and it follows the light. That's what has to, if we didn't have the dome, would we have just a bunch of fern trees?
Well, this is where they talk about the reflection as well from glare, you know, and things like that, that it's actually showing, depicting the sun the reflection of the sun through the lens that is what it's shining through, and that what's above us is just kind of like a giant contact lens. It's just focusing light.
I cannot figure out any other way to describe burn scars across the globe that only burn on the north side from sunrise to sunset in an optical pattern that mimics plasma in a black hole. That's kind of damning.
Yeah.
Especially when within this circle, there's no burn dots because there's no trees there. This is the barrens where they don't grow. It's all green. There's plants, there's bushes. They just don't get, once again, the wavelength height.
Right.
So you have the barrens and then Faroe Islands, Ireland, all these jutting up, Australia. It's just a cliff that drops down and then nothing. So we were also looking at, the battery cells, right? We have our tubes, we have our bricks at the bottom. People don't have to cut out the refrigerator shapes for a quarry. They just go remove the petrified pieces and blocks, and then they cut this down. The phlegm of a plant grows in these columns. And it looks like an Egyptian column was carved in here, and this is an entrance to go somewhere. But I put these red lines here because when they stop, you can still see and visually follow them to the lines in the column.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you can.
I think they were just, remember those polyhedral-looking rocks that were already in that shape, and they carved extra on top? I think, you know, why you don't have to be this great architect and haul all these stones around. You find a big petrified mountain. You already know the textures and the shapes that it will come apart in. So you're not hoisting these blocks up. You can just remove them out by their natural shape and accentuate the natural shape. You know that it's going to fracture here, 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 and here. So you do lighter, fine detail. You're not trying to mess with it that much. And there's a nice smooth solid side here. So you kind of go with that. And now it's a decor, you know, it's an additive. And these lines, look back here, it's same, they continue back. These aren't cut. These aren't cut. This was accentuated out of what already existed.
That's incredible.
This is what we're dealing with. This is where the snake would be. This is like the ice wall. The ice wall, and then you get the little burnt trees down here. And it's following this round grid pattern. Like everything looks square, but nothing's naturally square. It looks that way because it's like these angles of the sun doing its incident lighting thing. And then when you get your incident lighting hitting each other and you get bifringence, it collapses together in this Faroe Island shape thing. And the Faroe Islands where these would run into each other during this curve would be, and you're gonna get to the North Pole right here. So how does this all work out? Unless, come on now, the odds of this all fitting together is stupid. Stupid, crazy how this all goes.
Stupid, interesting.
So this is one of those crystals I was telling you about. Gothite. Look at that. All these are gothite, expressed differently through wood. By itself, through wood. This is an old-ass petrified tree ring. Old-ass petrified tree ring with some coal on the edges. This is malachite bubbled into it. This almost came out as like a square. But look, all the shear patterns are going down, and all these ones are going this way. It's like fibrous or something. This looks like it was hit by lightning because they're like, did the... Sideshow Bob kind of hair. It probably has like a little mouth on the other end. It bubbles up a little bit burnt. And it leaves a hollow hole in the center, the tube. So when the wood wears away like this sideways, it just makes these long shapes like this. That's what Nevada looks like. And these are all of the mines in Nevada. You can just pull off the highway, let your dog out to pee, and you can find a garnet on the road. And it'll be shaped like this. It's not busted up or like weird chunk. Like you'll just pick it up. It's done. Fossilized trees and coal mines. I thought coal mines were all this shit broken down.
I love this. This is where we get the oopahs, the out of place objects, all that kind of stuff. I love coal that mines for this reason.
Petrification before sedimentation. Look at how huge this stuff is. Look at this in his hand, what he's holding. See this long ass tree stalk and then the stump here, and the tree root has to reach out. And the very tip of the tree root has the, he's holding the tip of a tree root. That is huge. See this pattern over here? The tree root tips with these little dots and the spiky things. That's what this part is. And then this, it looks like the palm tree pattern. Okay, we're going up. It's getting tall. The columns, okay? Columns are in the wood. Look, they're in the wood or in the wall right there. Those columns are. So they found lycopod trunks 100 feet long in the coal mines. The stump was 8 feet wide. Can you imagine petrifying something? That's like petrifying a skyscraper, but it never breaking down under yeah, pressure.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying the star forts. Once a massive tree gets hit with plasma like that and it's petrified, that's stronger than steel. You can't burn it. You're not gonna break that thing down. Build a star fort on it. That's gonna last forever. So then these are supposed to be volcanoes. And this is fracking. But the fracking layer, volcanoes don't separate themselves in these nice little methodical shelves. Wood does. And if we've just had piece, the tree root's tip is that? This is possible. Maybe we're having all these cave-ins and stuff in because like they're taking all of the lignin out of between what's holding us up. Like, this is why we're feeling the volcanoes. They're taking our buffer zone out of here.
Yeah.
This is this. They're going in between these layers and digging it out. This is, I showed you the round trunk, and it looks like the branches were sticking out. That's what's down here. This is side of wood, and that's the beginning of a branch that's going to stick out of it.
Oh,
see
wow,
how the line
yeah.
goes down to the core, and then it shoots off, and you get your feather offshoot here, like in the North Pole. You've seen that pattern?
Yeah.
It's about to grow a branch. This is about to grow a branch. This is this shape. And the branch is connected to the core, which is this is the big core. And little branch offshoot, poof, and you get a little volcano out of there. This is what hydraulic fracking places say they're putting their liquid into. Naturally occurring broken pieces, fractures in the ground. Okay, not, again, all these squares, we got round and then squares through it. Really? Like, come on, this is tree all day. This looks exactly like Ireland. And you know what I mean? These are those squares we've seen. We're just missing that little xylem sheep gate. But this is where they're injecting all their fluid. And so, and this, so obviously like a tree sideways. No, the rock is expanding. The rock is expanding up and out, and its outer layers are breaking away. They peel off like onions. That's not a damn rock. It's not a damn rock. None of this is a rock. Quit injecting it with fluid. You're literally dissolving our earth. Do you want the core to come out and kick your ass?
Yeah, it'll fly out and fucking step on people.
So this is how they say it happens. The wearing begins before it's ever even up on the surface. No water is seeping down into the ground and creating little waffle squares to rise up to the top to make it. That's not how that works. I even appreciate that it's slightly drawn at an angle, and we got these little pizza shapes as if this is a giant tree stump sideways, you know? Check out the top of the greater part of the Himalayas. They found a concentration of different things here they're checking out in these different rocks, but we got it cut in half with the circle, and we got a deviation that goes off to the side. 137.5 degrees. That is so specific, 137.5. The greater half of the Himalayas. So the very tippy top of the Himalayas is just this open part of the core of a tree stump, and they're finding all kinds of cool shit in it. So this is this peak right here. And it's swooping down and they're finding a bunch of cool shit in this bed, like little minerals and rocks and stuff. They're just calling it limestone erosion. It's not a mountain. Mountains are not waffles. So I was reading about RNA organization when I found this pattern, and it showed that 5 and 8 would be missing when it reorganizes. I'm like, well, this looks like our continent. So I overlaid it in our map. And wouldn't you know where the red circles would be missing in the RNA? And it, look, even that little cuckoo get cut out right there. It's like trying to accommodate. Then I'm like, that's nuts. And then these viruses too, the way they assemble themselves, follow, if you had a dot in the center, go straight to the center and then offshoot to the left. So the virus under the microscope is growing the same way our giant trees are. It's insane. Remember that diagram of an earthquake in the earth having like a dull zone where it kind of doesn't hit? So they're messing with the distribution of electricity and graphene. And this is a two-dimensional model. But I couldn't help but notice that the way that the energy would travel mimicked the core of the tree ring. And then also here, they called where's the black line? What do they call this one? Just the horizontal landscape line? Where the energy would bounce through, if it had a little divot here that went down, the magnetic field would prefer that area. Like it would create a magnetic field around here, which is what a tree would do. It would dig its roots down the ground here and focus up in the center. And then that's how it would be on one plane, do a circle, second level, do a circle, because it's through the photons. Like the photons are doing that chiral pattern upward. So trees are growing no different than graphene is being conductive. And then, of course, this lattice structure that's conducting the electricity is like the Earth's crust. So in this pattern, if you turn it into an optical pattern, what do you get? Tree scar burns folding around the core in a phi ratio.
It's almost like this whole place was a giant tree stump that got cut and dome hopped on top of it or something.
It's Hera, weird. Terrarium.
Yes. Ugh.
So this is the angle. 137.5. Go down the core and you offshoot slightly. This angle is hidden in this artwork. I think it's a nod to going into another dimension in the lattice of life, because like the image of the Jesus paintings where he's holding the orb, I forgot what the name of the orb is. He has the little flecks of white up here for the stars structure. It's very subtle. The rest of her dress doesn't have it when you look at the big one, but there's like the little dippers right here, and you have a Y of stars right here. And it's such, why would you hold it off? And then look, because it goes straight to the core and it has its little offshoot. Oh, this is just a grandma painting. She's making a sock. No. So music patterns follow this rule of thirds and fifths, because if you divided the circle into fifths, you're leaving the third. Divide it into fifths, leave the third. In water, the way light goes bifurcates through it, refracted through it. This is Snell's law, I believe. It goes through half spins. So it bends a little bit, hits a spot, and then goes up. Then you get like that fish scale kind of pattern. But if you put the line in between here and go like that, this angle between, it's just this angle bouncing off each other back and forth. So this is how light travels through water. This is how trees follow the path of photons to become a tree. So is it like weak force, strong force, gravity doing it? Or is the light, the photon itself, guiding the way plants and minerals grow?
In my observation, I'm going to say that they grow towards the light. So it's almost that the photons guide them, right? That's so just what my observation tells me.
Right?
Because if I need a plant to grow differently, I just turn it, you know, and it grows towards that light. Like if it's growing unevenly or something like that, I just rotate the plant, the potter it's in, and then now she balances out.
So I'm looking around like, hey, where else am I going to see these shapes then? Like, do stars exhibit these behaviors? And I found that it's plasma phase on a star mimics what's going on in the crust of a planet down here. It has the same pattern where it's, remember the crystalline liquid phase. It's one, or it's the inverse of itself. It's turning it inside out. And that's what's happening here. It's just turning it inside out. So are we in the next phase where like this plant tree thing gets turned into like its gas phase? Is Earth about to turn into a neutron star? Because this still has those little cathodes in it, just like the plant cells do operating at its center. This is just like the denser, more hardened version? Or is that what happens if we keep fracking? Uh-huh. So this angle is also the most optimal angle for your solar panels. So if you just make your roof like this, you'll get the most lighting while getting the most solar panels without having to see either, you know. And then golden, this is how important this angle is. 136 and a half, not quite. 137 and a half exactly. 138, and you already fucked up. That's how precise that exact 137.5 angle is. So for it to be on all the islands I've showed you, on both sides of the equator, inside of logs, inside of petrified, this dates back to the Triassic. We've had a moon appear. Planets have been moving around in the solar system the whole time. How do we have this consistent if all of these motions are going on over millions of years, unless it's kind of terrarium-ish fixed? There's a level of fixedness about it. Look at all these. This is a pine cone. They all have it. They all like start perforating in that angle as if to, okay, to, you know, they're tithing or something. Like they all create their own golden phi ratio. It doesn't matter if they're distorted, diseased, they just keep struggling to go follow the course. And then this is spiral decay of light ratios. And what do we have right here? These shapes are the tree scars burns, at the bottom.
Damn.
Back to Easter Island, which now you see has that angle. And when you look at it topographically, see this little like divot right here, and you see this X right here, like a fish scale pattern is trying to come out. So I just put two purples. There's the center. So we turn on the actual layer. Look at that perfect angle with the slice for the core. But what's weird is like the plants are trying to propagate in a circular form following it, according to the core from the angle. See, they're like looped out.
Yes, you can see the lines.
Yeah,
on the smaller trees, especially in that gap.
And you remember where I showed you Easter Island is, this is way the hell out in the middle of nowhere. No one's going out there and seeding a couple of trees. And they're sure as hell not mowing all this. This is a pine tree that had some kind of blue fungus. Even the fungus started going favoring that direction. This is petrified oak from Texas. Some weird chunk. You can still see the twirl of the tree and the angle from the core. And this is one of the holes that the core came out of. It still cracked. If you can imagine bending this down into a little bit, it still follows the same thing. It doesn't matter which part of the plant or tree it is. Always 137.5. Mayowan Island. The core's here and it shoots off the same way. The entirety of Antarctica. Same thing. Core, got some mountains. This thing that was chipped over that very obvious looks like a petrified tree sideways.
Yeah.
Still has the angle right here. This one, it has the angle, goes here, and then it gets burnt real deep here. This one you can tell goes across. Aragon, Spain is probably the largest tree that I've seen proof of that's very clearly a tree. Large circular pattern, little gaps of the ones in between. Like these would be like the sheet gates. That's how like big and jutty these ones are. But wasn't Aragon supposed to be this mythical land, like elves and sprites back in, you know?
Yes, yes.
Okay. How are we supposed to Ferngully if we can't Ferngully? What the hell is this in Russia? And why does, what is this? This looks like it should be in Aragon. I've never seen a picture of Russia with this shit. Where is that? Look, it looks like a giant tree burn scar. Remember, it goes in a big thing like that, hollows out the tree and leaves the husk there. And basalt joints, rocks don't grow like this.
Yeah, that's insane.
If this is as big as it should be, this can be the fiber and xylem of that tree. That seems to track. But this, what the fuck is this Russia getaway? Look at this. How do you even get that?
That's insane. Well, it looks like, it reminds me of Crater Lake in Oregon. There's
like Horseshoe
island.
Bend would have kind of
yes,
that formation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And again, wildly different parts of the world. There's not really a reason for it to be. If the sun is going all over the globe and the globe's turning and all this, it's a lot of the same angles and stuff.
Australia as well. Waterfall. It was dry. Our friend Jess took us there and she was like, it's a bit dry. It was fucking nothing. It was just a puddle at the bottom of the falls. But the whole falls itself is all basalt columns. And so mm-hmm. It was fascinating. The way it grew was exactly like that. Through that whole channel, the whole riverbed.
Algeria looks just as fake as Russia did.
Yeah.
So it's like a movie set.
Yeah.
So they have a combination of like the little electrocuted kind of sand ones, but their squished ones are super weird. Look, this is like just, it's in italics. But the rest of these are like, you burnt as hell for sure, not going anywhere. Look at all the storm, all the wind, and all the stuff that's been through that just buried it. Not, hasn't knocked any of these over because they got zapped hard and they are solid like steel. But this looks like just some make-believe, like this looks like a movie set and it's like painted back there.
Yeah,
the sun for sure. Hits it at such an extreme angle out here. Always looks intense. I like going to Google Maps these places and looking up the photos that the tourists have uploaded. And you get really crazy shadows and angles of the sun and doing weird stuff. So this is Hoggar Desert. Look at this place, Hoggar Mountains. Look at the way the light comes down. And everything's plateaued, but these are tall as hell, but they're plateaued. That's a crazy place. Like, how do we not see pictures like this all the time? So here's a particle collider. You know the straight and the offshoot, but I went ahead and put that. And you can see the particles, they favor the little zone down here. And I've seen that kind of in this like Mayan coin thing. Like if this is the north and that's the south, and the equator of the planet is having a birth. And then that would be the 3/5, and this is the 2/5. So they understood the math. They knew what was going on. I've seen like different, you know, like when they're drawing stuff, they're kind of, if I can extract it from that and I don't know anything about their culture, it seems like it's mathematic. You got like some dragon being spitting something out of the north and south, but they don't actually leave. I don't even know what this creature is in the center, but. And why does he have a mother and father like nourishing him and giving him things, you know? Oh, and this is kind of like that, the Brazil nut effect where like the large ones, they shift the top no matter what their density and stuff like that is. So we've all seen the Sri Yantra down here. This is a Hof vibration, like fiber bundles in a quantum loop. But see this curvature right here? And then there's a curvature right here. It's this shape. It's this in like wireframe. But this symbol is 12,000 years old. So the Hof vibration is three spheres in terms of circles. And the Sri Lantra is concentric circles for the three levels of existence. So they're even being described the same way as these shapes, but just the 2D version and the quantum version. So then again, they understood this notion back around the time that we got blasted with all the carbon-14 for a year. So the truth of this knowledge was kind of, the scientific part of it is missing, but it got turned into a spiritual thing. And the way that I had to do a spiritual thing to understand the science of it is the way we're bringing it back now. So how the hell can these two look the same when this is what Hopf is? This looks nothing like the Sri Yantra. How would you get that out of that? So these are like, if you were to create a magnetic knot between kind of like nested poles, you would get this trippy DMT type thing. And then if you extruded it into a 3D space, that's this. So like the different layers of the tree have their core, or you have magnetism and electricity and plasma joining together to try and create an earth. And I was like, wouldn't that be weird if this was tilted 23 degrees? And it was. So you are here.
Love it.
You always want to talk about, is this place, it's just a trap. It's just a soul trap. No, Brandon, it's a dipole trap.
I see. Dipole trap for your soul. Dipole trap.
Could be a dipole and you wouldn't be trapped here.
Oh, shit. Love it.
Easy peasy, bruh. Mm-hmm. Making it hard.
What is it? Simple, not easy, right?
But again, this is also those three rays that are coming down. Because yeah. why do we have the three rays of the neutrons hitting the Earth? Unless it's a dipole trap. And I think the way Dave's always talking about is Pac-Man mouths around stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Bring this in. Even a shark vertebra, bro, been safe from this angle, bro. This is its spine. The sun doesn't even touch that. This is inside the cell of a salmon. And this is those Faro Valleytricity nested egg cartons I was telling you about, like as above, so below, macro, micro.
And you have the turtle fields in the middle as well.
Look, like I thought that I was looking at a petrified tree stump, but I couldn't figure out this weird weathering because it's a shark vertebra. And I'm like, get the fuck out.
That is crazy. Sharks don't know shit about trees.
Did you even know sharks are trees, bro?
I did not know.
That's where they get their cannibalism from.
From their days in the forest. It's just what we do, bro.
So we're in the home stretch. This is going to be the second to last slide, I think. This is where I'm going to leave off. And I'm not going to explain a lot of this. You see the angles now. You understand that that has to do with something. This is a wormhole coming from another dimension. They're feeding the beast of the angle. Is celebrating it. The cat, Hathor, Sekhmet. It's all the same. This is Semiramis, the queen of heaven. This is someone else. The hole is for a reason. That's meant to be there. Because you're coming from one dimension and virgin birthing into another one. So she also has the three rings. And the necklaces that go in the 137, 137.5, because you're from one to the other. This is from like 4 BC. But these are Mayan and Aztec depictions. Again, the three layered necklace. This puts it up here on the tier and then does the feathers. But they always carry something to denote the angles too. Why is Queen Elizabeth the middle of the cosmic dipole? It's because of what she's wearing. She has this thing like field lace hanging from her sleeve. Her head has this collar around it popping up, and she's holding on to this long necklace that's twists once and goes back. And it's like the Magneto. See, this is all, it's not just royal stuff. This is all physics and math embedded in all of the art. So this is getting into Dave territory all day, and I'm not there yet with it, but he would get that. And this is going to be where part two picks up, because this is the end of the show. And I'll leave you with a Walter Russell quote. The great unanswered question of man has a simple answer. The silent voice within every man is ceaselessly whispering to it, to his awakened consciousness. Every desire within or written upon the heart of man is carried to the source and its answer will come, but few there are who ask comprehensively and fewer still who hear. Many are the ages of preparation for worthiness to hear it, for man's consciousness is insulated from his source by his sensations of the electrically conditioned body, which we wrongly think of as being mind and his personal self. As we've learned with earth and everything on it, we're just insulated from what's actually going on.
Man.
So, planets just... birth planets in 137.5 is amazing. And I had to give it this today before we got closer or further in the year because I'm 37 and a half years old and I want to do it before I turn 38. So this has been the perfect way to wrap up.
God. This is just mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing. It's going to take so much to unpack here. I know folks are going to watch these several times over, and that's great, guys. You need to dig into it. We're going to start a little collection over there on Patreon absolutely for free. We're just going to kind of house them there so that they're all together. And absolutely fascinated by this, Jenny. I could not be more impressed with the work that you've done, with the connections that you've made. And again, the insight is so insightful. It's just mind-blowing. I just can't stop smiling. My brain is mush because it was so fascinating, but I have so many, like, you mushed up the shit in there so that I could reformulate with this new understanding, and it's fascinating. I've got so many questions, and so I'm grateful also that we're going to get time to integrate these conversations, but also to be able to look forward to more and to expand on this. Holy shit. I mean, I'm just so fascinated with this. It's so incredible. And we'll get Dave in on this for damn sure. We'll absolutely get this connection going, because I'm pretty sure that you two are going to solve the universe and break us out of the simulation. So I appreciate that. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
I'm ready for it. I know how to now.
God. We were just here for all
the job offer.
Yes. Good. Thank God. Just fascinating. I mean, I don't even know what else to say. I'd ask you just to give us what gets you up in the morning, what gives you hope and keeps you moving, and then we'll wrap it on this one. But please, what gets you up every morning?
My bladder.
Fucking A.
Quite frankly, if I stay sleeping, if I wake up and I engage with life, I'm going to have fun either way because my brain's not turning off and I'm interfacing with things on this level all the time that sometimes I will go a couple days not talking to anyone. I don't even hear my own voice because it's quite loud up there and I never feel alone.
Wow just doesn't cover it, Polymath Jenny. Holy shit, maybe comes close. But just saying that we are all looking very much forward to seeing where you go with this. And just thank you so much for all of this incredible, incredible information. Going to take a while to process, and I'm grateful for that as well. So chew on it, guys. Marinade. And if you'd like to attempt to get into a private membership club down there, you can. I'll link the way to find her here. But it's not the point of this. You know, this isn't one of those. This is just kind of like, holy shit, sit back, enjoy, integrate. Know that people are out here doing really, really, really dope shit. And don't want to sell you a book right now or anything like that. They just want to say, hey, check this out. So I wanted to also just let everybody know that you can support your favorite show over there at Patreon. Join us for the Hangouts. Get access to all of the bonus content that's over there. A lot of fun. The afterthoughts for these episodes are hosted over there as well. We go into some massive, major things on the back end of this kind of stuff. So just don't miss out if you don't want to. Other than that, go out into this beautifully wild and fucking weird place, whatever this is, and y'all pick up a piece of litter. Be nice to everybody that you can that you come across. Be mindful of that NPC cunts are just going to be that way and just keep moving. Also, you know, go ahead and get the fuck out of the left-hand lane because that's just something you should do anyway. Why not? And yeah, man, it's a weird place sometimes, guys. So go out there with as much grace and love and focus and patience and understanding as you can and navigate it with your North Star best you can. All right, love you dearly, and we will see you on the next one.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.